Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Two Crones and a Book.
So, welcome to Two Crones and a Book. My name is Shell.
And I'm Annette.
We're two old girls that have known each other for forever, and we're just essentially having a chat about the latest book that we've read. Please note that there will be lots of swearing, that we don't know what we're talking about, and no theme is off the table, so adult discretion is advised.
Very advised.
So welcome to the first episode of Two Crones and a Book.
This is our little getting to know you episode for those of us who obviously don't know us. Me personally, I am Annette. So probably the only people who are listening to this right now will know me from How to Make a Monster Kid, which I do with my son Hayden. Well, did do. Who knows where it's going to end up? You know, teenagers.
And it's well worth a listen if anybody hasn't listened already.
Oh, thank you, Dal. It is a lot of fun, but it's like, we do it on his time frame, and since he's not at a point now, he doesn't really want to do it so much, and Shell here came up with the idea of doing this, so I was like, absolutely, want to keep my head back in the game.
Don't be putting all the blame on me now, so joint effort.
So, yeah, Michelle, though, doesn't really have much of a podcast. She's a podcast virgin.
I am, so be gentle with me now.
First time in a long time, darling.
Yeah, didn't think I'd be saying that again.
And so the first cackle happened.
I'm sure there'll be lots more.
I hope so.
I think probably, really, it's just a case of how long we've known each other to tie in with the word crone, because we aren't overly decrepit yet. But it might feel like it, because we've known each other since we were about 4, and we are now in our 40s.
Yeah, I fully embrace being in my 40s. It does not bother me at least. I still feel 39. Yeah, but Michelle and I actually met first day of primary school.
God, back in the day.
It wasn't. You actually remember that day, don't you?
I do remember it, yeah. I can remember your little pink towels disappearing off ahead. I think that was the first time our mums met as well, wasn't it?
What was the story again?
So your mum wanted to get back. She wanted to drop you off, but she wanted to get back to be able to get your sister off to school. And your sister was collected to be taken to school. And she didn't want to leave you unattended on your first day of school until you went in. And she got chatting to my mum and said that she was desperate to get back so she didn't miss the bus for your sister. And my mum said, don't worry, I'll keep an eye and make sure she goes in at the same time as Shell. And that was it, really. My mum and your mum knew each other from that day on, took a liking to each other. And that was the beginning of our beautiful but sometimes turbulent friendship.
You can tell it was different in the 80s, though. Could you imagine today turning up at a playground first day and there is just, you're there quite like, God, I gotta go. I'm gonna be late. Turn around, random woman. Hello. Oh, would you mind taking my child? Sure, I'll take you, kid. I'm taking everyone else's. See you, bye. Get in the van, kids. We're off. Jesus. But it just syncs up nicely with my mum just tra-la-la-la in a way, leaving me with a complete stranger and me tra-la-la-la in into school.
It didn't seem to bother you at all. I can quite clearly remember my mum going, off you go then, and you running ahead.
You just imagine the amount of strangers she just left me with so she could do something else. We're talking mid-80s, early to mid-80s.
Yeah, it had to be easily. About 83, I think, 83, 84. Yeah, I mean, that was it, really. That was sort of the first time we came across each other. And from there, because we also went to the same secondary school, our paths just kept crossing back and forth and we would drift off and do our own things with our own groups of friends as we carried on that journey of self-discovery, as they say. But we always seemed to drift back, really, didn't we?
It was weird because there was a big period of time when we didn't speak to each other because obviously the paths of high school put us in different groups and that. And I don't know what it was. There was a certain reason we started bonding again, and we kind of arranged to just like hang out.
We shared a pizza at the canteen.
Was that it? See, you got the best memory.
It's because it involved pizza. That's the only reason I remember it.
Cheese and bread. Cheese and bread. She's good. And she remembers everyone.
Yeah, and we got chatting again in the canteen, and then I think it must have been about a year later. I was going on holiday, and we had an extra space, and because my mum still knew your mum, said, "Is there anyone you want to bring?" And for some random reason, as only makes sense to a teenager, I said, "Do you want to come?" And for some random reason that only makes sense to a teenager, you said yes, and that was it.
Correctly, your first choice declined.
I don't remember.
The
That I don't remember. It didn't involve pizza.
no, no, it was the future florist you invited, I think, first, and then she couldn't make it.
But yeah.
Yeah, okay, go with that.
Yeah, no, I believe you.
And once again, my mum was more than happy to offload me on someone she hasn't spoken to in probably about 10 years.
But it was, I mean, those holidays were absolutely awesome. They are some of my best teenage memories. Even though during the year we were in different sort of peer groups and we would only talk to each other in passing in the corridor initially, when we started those holidays, that was it really. And I think that our teenage paths kind of overlapped, didn't they? And they continued to overlap until we was what, about 18, 19?
God, yes.
And then again, we did where we just sort of naturally diverted in different directions, as you do.
Yeah, different colleges.
Yeah, and they can't, but we sort of kept in touch and made our way back. And as you get older, you realise that they're the friendships that count, the ones that last. You don't have to see someone every weekend.
Absolutely.
And now, I mean, we've probably seen the best and the worst of each other, haven't we?
I would say so. I would agree with that statement. But it is, it's like, it doesn't matter how long we're apart from each other, it's like, it could be days, weeks, years, and it's just back to where we were.
Yeah, and that I think to me is what friendship's all about.
100% magic.
So who else would I want to lose my podcast virginity to?
Oh, honey, I'm so honoured. To get some rose petals and some candles going. I wanna lay you down in a bed of roses.
And I think that COVID kind of inspired this because we made more of a dedicated monthly catch up. So rather than
Dedicated.
kind of, we had a date in the diary and sometimes it would move, but that was a prompt to make sure that it wasn't any prolonged gaps.
We always knew we would come back together for.
Yeah. And then we've both got a bit of a love of books, so it kind of made sense to have a chat, and some people may or may not want to listen to what we think of a book.
Exactly. Well, we have a very long history with horror stories and terrible poetry.
Yes.
I still have a photograph of when you lived in the first house I stayed over at that you lived in, and you were sat on a word processor with your hair tied back, glasses, and a cigarette dangling out of your mouth, right, typing away.
When we thought we knew it all.
Oh, we were gonna be everything. Nobody could touch us.
And now we're just happy to read a paperback in quiet.
Yeah, if you can be bothered.
If you can be bothered, yeah. If you manage to put the kids to bed, feed your husband, I manage to get out of work on time. Yeah, we just want that quiet 5 minutes. How things have changed.
How things have changed, and you're not kidding. So yeah, because as we've just said there, Michelle has not a case of she has more time for reading paperbacks, but she can create that space where she can have that time for actual reading of a book, whereas I can't manage to focus these days, so I actually turn more towards audiobooks. And we've swapped, well, mostly Michelle recommending books to me because she's fantastic at it. But yeah, no, she recommends so many that she's already read, and I listen to the audio version, and it has sparked conversation, which again was another inspiration for the podcast.
Yeah, so what we're kind of doing is it's the same book, But I'm doing a paperback or a hardback version, so I'm doing a physical copy, and Annette's going to do the Audible version. And I will start off every podcast with me telling you what I think of the paperback, if things about font size, how it feels, and Annette will do the same for the audio version. So duration, what the narration was like. So regardless of whether or not you're an audio fan or you're a hardback fan, you should be able to enjoy the book and go with the choice that suits you best.
100%. And the whole thing is, we're not, just detail orientated as much as we are, because we love to share that with you, because it is important to people that want to get that quick fix and know where to go. But it's also just like exploring the story, characters, what we thought of the outcomes, and just generally just having a laugh and a chat about it too, mates.
Yeah, and I mean, other than at the beginning of the podcast, we'll confirm what we're reading, who it's by, and the rough outline that we've just already mentioned. It's pretty much we're going to be making it up as we go along. This is based on just what we think, what pops in our heads, how we feel about the book, and you may or may not agree.
I mean, yeah, no, do not by any means be intimidated by the idea of literature, because neither of us have a university education. We both left school at, well, did you? I know I dropped out at college level. Did you drop out or did you finish?
No, I did. I did 1 year and then I dropped out as well. I was lured into the workplace with the promise of a good paycheck. It was a very silly thing to do on reflection, but yeah.
Yeah, so this is not by no means two people with like PhDs talking to you here. We are dumbasses
Speak for yourself.
with street smarts. We're just like the Artful Dodger of literature.
We will come across and talk about things that may or may not touch on literature courses, but that will be completely unintentional. But we believe that we can kind of hold our own.
Yeah, we are completely self-educated in anything that we discuss.
And as we've said before in the intro, be warned, we swear a lot, and you may or may not like what we say. And there is no theme that's off the table, as there isn't with books. You can get a book on anything, and we're not going to shy away from that.
Oh, does that mean we can end up doing, what's it, Samuel L. Jackson's Go the Fuck to Sleep?
Yes, definitely.
I want to listen to that audiobook.
It pretty much doesn't matter what he says. He could lure you into that comfort zone, regardless of what he was saying to you.
Be my mantra, go the
But yeah, so we hope that you enjoy that. This is just to let you know who we are and what we're doing. And as we move forward, we would like any recommendations if there's a book that you think you'd like us to read based on our comments or something that you would just like to see what our reaction is. By all means, let us know and we'll start throwing those in a pot and we will pick them out at random as we move forward.
Awesome.
It's worth mentioning that with recommendations, we're not just strictly horror. We do like gothic, we do like classics. What's your favourite books in it? Mine is Brave New World by Huxley, all the way up to Care and Comfort by Dan Simmons.
Do you know, I am currently absolutely obsessed with Grady Hendrix. Horror Store, My Best Friend's Exorcism, absolute gems. But yeah, those are my big ones at the minute. But I going back to, oh God, I'm trying to nosy at my pile now. I've got this massive pile of books, but I do love ghost stories, especially traditional ghost stories.
So, like your M.R. James and stuff like that.
Bit of M.R. James at Christmas. Oh, on a cold winter's night with the fire on. Oh, with maybe a hot toddy. Oh, yes. I'm having that. Oh, I want it to be winter now.
That's us. That's what we hope for. And we hope that you'll kind of join us along and just have a giggle with us and eavesdrop into our convos.
Fantastic. And after this, you can find us on different social media platforms. If you do want to get in contact with us, please, please send us some messages. We love to interact with people. We'll even have a separate segment if there's anything you want to say, any statements and stuff. But yeah, please do get in contact, because you're part of the cronies now, and we want you there to chip in and share your ideas and thoughts. Right, so I think that's it for this one.
Yeah, so we'll start off small, and we look forward to your feedback on the first official one, which I believe we have decided to do The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, just because it's a little bit horror, it's a little bit old school, and it's a little bit of a classic, and it's a nice, quick, easy read that we've both got.
And it's a little bit short.
So, yeah, we will be back soon, and that's the first book we're going to be discussing.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Two Crones and a Book. If you would like to contact the show, you can email us at twocronespodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow us on social media for episode content and more. You can find us on Twitter at Two Crones Pod and on Instagram at Two Crones and a Book. Also join our Facebook group at Two Crones and a Book. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe to the show on your podcast listening app of choice. Take care now and we'll see you next time. Bye.